Are there really total synonyms, words which in every respect have an identical meaning? That's an interesting question. We suggested that there are synonyms, but you can certainly see that most of the time there's something, it may be quite small, in which the meanings of the words differ. Let's look at the distinction between medical terms for parts of the body and common or garden words. So, for example, a scapula is a shoulder blade. In terms of the proposition that we're conveying when we say, I have a sore scapula and I have a sore shoulder blade, well, they denote, if you like, exactly the same thing. But there is a difference. One belongs to a technical vocabulary for medicine, and the other belongs to a common or garden vocabulary. Does that make a difference to the meaning? Well, in a way it does, because the words carry some of that baggage, the baggage to do with the fact that they're technical terms, with them. There have been times in the history of the English language when English has borrowed heavily from other languages. So English has always had sheep, but when French was a commonly borrowed language, mutton came into the English language. Well, that's the French word for sheep, but now in English it doesn't mean sheep anymore, it means the meat from sheep, cattle and beef. If we look at beef, that was French boeuf, that is the meat from a cattle beast. It looks as though there's a general principle at stake here, and we could call this synonymy avoidance. Generally speaking, we do in human languages what we can to avoid two words having exactly the same meaning. It's a basic principle that very small children use to distinguish new items in their vocabulary. They assume, to start with, that any new word they come across will not have the same meaning as any other word. You can see why this might be a handy thing to suppose. If you could always presume that any new word you came across would have a different meaning, then that's one possibility that you can ignore. And the more possibilities you can ignore, the easier it is to learn a language.